It is AFQ Football. It's Neil Atkinson. It's the first one of these we've done for a while. I've got Lola Katz Roberts, Mike Kearney and Carl Kopak joining me on this Tuesday evening. This is coming out on Wednesday. So if we say anything that somewhat undermines an answer because of the effect of time, I apologise in advance time. Sadly, I cannot control. I've tried. But it is not to be tamed. So we move with it through the waves of it. And the first question could well be impacted by time. It's from Justin Wells. Hello, Justin. And he says, you've only got three options to manage your football club. Tony Pulis, Sean Dyche, Sam Allardyce. Which one are you choosing and why? And maybe, just maybe by the time this comes out, one of them is installed as Liverpool manager. Carl, you've got a pick. You've got Pulis. He's looking at you. You've got Dyche. He's looking at you. You've got Big Sam. He's staring off into space. Which of the three of them are you going for?
God, it would have to be... No. I keep going to the least offensive. I'm going to say Dyche because Tony Pulis gets naked and tells people off in dressing rooms while being naked after a shower, as he famously did once for Kevin... Is it Kevin Phillips who did that too?
Yeah, butted him off.
James Beattie.
Yeah, he did it to James Beattie.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah.
And Allardyce is a no immediately. Although I do like the story of, I think he was at Everton and he did a press conference and he walked past the big plate of meat pie, stopped, paused, picked one up, looked through it from each side and then just walked off with it. I quite like him for that. Oh, God, Dyche. Oh, no, shot or stabbed. It's one of those, isn't it?
Shot or stabbed.
I'll go for Dyche. Dyche quite likes his music.
He really likes
the Young Fathers, apparently.
Does he?
Really into them, yeah.
I think my answer would be Dyche, Lola.
Definitely Dyche. He's a massive red, isn't he?
Yep.
So, you know, I think on balance, given that he loves the club, he'd be the least bad choice.